بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The Mubarak joints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's limbs. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the joints of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak limbs were proportionately large. Sayyidina Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Mubarak joints of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's limbs were large and adequately covered in flesh. Note, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical structure was perfect in every sense. Strong joints indicate to great physical strength. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raising his Mubarak arms so high while supplicating to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the whiteness of his armpits were apparent. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed sajda, the whiteness of his armpits could be seen due to the fact that his arms were aloof from his sides. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed sajda, he spread out his Mubarak arms, keeping them away from touching the side of the body to the extent that the whiteness of his Mubarak armpits could be seen from behind. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that it is as if I can still visualize the whiteness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's armpits before my eyes. Note, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam usually wore a sheet to conceal the upper part of his body. Due to this, the armpits will be exposed to the onlooker when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing sajda. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak armpits were extremely radiant and clean. They were free of hair growth. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has written that hair never grew in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's armpits. Other ulama have also affirmed this. A sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he perceived the scent of musk from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak armpits when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced him. Note, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak perspiration was the best fragrance and no scent matched his beauty. Thus, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's armpits were fragrant despite the armpit being an area where usually perspiration collects in human beings. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.